It is finished. Jesus was obedient to the will of the Father. He has borne your griefs. He has carried your sorrows. He was pierced for your transgressions, and he was crushed for your iniquities. It is finished. The chastisement of Jesus brings you peace, for by his wounds you are healed. Just as Jesus trusted in the Father, suffering and dying, obedient to his will, you are called to trust in God. You are called to lose all confidence in every other source of deliverance that your idolatrous heart could possibly conceive of. And you're called to put 100% of your trust in Christ's sacrificial death for your sins. That is the express promise of God, that he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Moreover, aside from any particular promise, such as that one, you're called to put your trust in God and his divine goodness for all of your concerns. Called to expect good from God. It's a disposition that you have toward God. How will I get through this difficult time? I don't know, but I trust God. What will happen with my wayward child? I don't know, but I trust God. Am I dying of cancer? I don't know, but I trust God. What will I do when I lose my job? I don't know, but I trust God. Are the forces of evil in our nation going to overpower our society? Will we live in tyranny? Will we be persecuted? I don't know, but I trust God. You're called to trust God fully, and yet it is not so easily done. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. Yeah, there is no one that is righteous apart from Christ. So even as you confess with your mouth and believe in your mind that you can and must trust God fully, sin within you causes you to doubt and to fear. So what now, God? How will you help my unbelief? How will you work faith in me that holds more firmly to your trustworthy promises? The answer, of course, is the cross. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. That is 1 John 3:16. We should make that verse as popular or more popular than John 3:16. 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us. That is the objective love of Christ. The cross is the testament of God's love for you. The cross was painful for God the Father to pour out his wrath on God the Son. The cross was painful for God the Son to receive that chastisement of the Father. But God has done this for you, and his love for you is expressed through the shame, the agony, and the passion of Christ as he endured the suffering for your sake. For your sake, he suffered. That is his love. That is the expression of his love. That's what it took for your sins to be washed away. That's what he would do for your sake. Yeah, God loves you. Now on this day, on this Good Friday, where Jesus hung on the cross, by all means meditate on his death, on his crucifixion. Remember his bloody torture. Remember his shameful treatment. Remember his sorrow poured out. And remember his death. But don't wallow in misery as though the outcome is uncertain. It is finished. Tetelestai. With confidence, draw near to the throne of grace. That is the author to the Hebrews. With confidence, draw near to the throne of grace. Let your confidence not be self-confidence, but confidence in Christ and in the love that he bears for you. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.